2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 26. This verse won't make a whole lot of sense to you until you know the story. But remember the story, remember the verse, and we will rehearse the story for you this morning. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 26. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well, but not all really was well. Let's pray. Father, we pray your blessing upon the word this morning. Pray, Lord, that it would minister to every mother that is here today. Also pray, Lord, that it would minister to us as husbands, that we would honor our wives, we would dwell with them according to knowledge and understanding. Lord, that we would do our part to help them as, Lord, sometimes motherhood is difficult. Lord, give us grace, give the moms grace to be able to carry out that great and high calling of motherhood. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I'm going to read a quote to you first and then tell you who said it. A small child waits with impatience the arrival home of a parent. She wishes to relate some sandbox experience. She is excited to share the thrill that she has known that day. The time comes, the parent arrives. Beaten down by the stresses of the workplace, the parent often replies, "Not now, honey. I'm busy. Go watch television." The most often spoken words in the American household today are the words, "Go watch television." If not now, the child wonders, then when? Later. But later never comes for many, and the parent fails to communicate at the very earliest of ages. We give her designer clothes and computer toys, but we do not give her what she wants the most, which is our time. Now she is 15 and has a glassy look in her eyes. "Honey, do we need to sit down and talk?" But it's too late. Love has passed by. The person who wrote those words were Robert Keeshan, better known to America as Captain Kangaroo. How many of you remember Captain Kangaroo? It dates you a little bit, doesn't it? But I think Captain Kangaroo was on to something. You know, Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Green Jeans and whoever else was on the show. The rest of the names escape me. Banana Man. You know, life is fun when you're a child, but as you grow up, it tends to be a little more stressful, doesn't it? There are many things in life that can cause stress, but there are few that can break the heart like the loss of a child. To be sure, there are many ways to lose children. We can lose them through some tragic death. We can lose our children by ignoring them. We can lose our children through broken relationships. Or we can lose our children because we do not instill within them certain values and character that is needed to resist the evil in our day. In our scripture story this morning, Elisha happens to go by this one home quite often. And the mother of that home, the wife of that home, has her husband build a room on the house, actually on the rooftop, for Elisha, so that he could stay there whenever he passed by. And just to make a long story short, because of Elisha's gratitude toward her, he announced that she was going to have a child. It was words that this barren mother longed to hear. But she said to Elisha, "Do not lie to me. Do not lie to your servant." Well, it came about a year later that she did have a child. She had a son. One day this son was out in the fields with his father when he suffered heat stroke. The son was taken home to his mother, and the mother held the child, but while she was holding the child died in her arms, sitting on her lap. This mother went out to find Elisha. And Elisha sees her coming. He didn't know what had happened, but he guessed that something was wrong. Something was not right. Otherwise, this mother would not have come out to meet him. Elisha said to his servant, go out and greet this woman and ask her three questions. The three questions are, number one, is it well with you? Number two, is it well with your husband? And number three, is it well with your child? And those are three questions that are as relevant today on this Mother's Day in 2002 as they were almost 3,000 years ago. Because moms, those are the questions that are dear on your heart. Is it well with you? Is it well with motherhood? Is it well with you? Are things well with you? Is it well with your husband? And is it well with your child or your children? Those are the things that are closest to your heart, your husbands and your children. Is it well? Elisha was a fearless prophet of the Lord, and he spent much time in this little village called Shunem. It seemed to be in the center of the ministry location that God had given him. And he became, and this family became, very fond of him. And they furnished not only a room for him up on the roof, they furnished a bed and a table and a lamp. The point that the scriptures try to make through all of this is they went out of their way to make Elisha comfortable. They gave him an extravagant room to live and to dwell in. They made him feel welcome. Now, I don't know about you fathers here today, but if my wife asked me to build a room on the house for some wandering, traveling evangelist that just happened to come in now and then, I think I might try to have her head examined. I mean, after all, she knew this was a holy man of God, but he was kind of a wanderer. They didn't know him all that well. But Elisha is so overtaken with her gratitude that he asks his servant, do you know what this lady would like? Do you know what she needs? And the servant said, she's childless. I'm sure she would like to have a child. And so Elisha calls for her, and she comes, and when she stands in the doorway to his room, he says, you will hold a son in your arms. You can almost detect the pain in her heart as she responds to me, don't lie to me. Don't lie to me, O servant of God. But the year passes, and just as Elisha had said, a boy is born, and everybody lives happily ever after, right? No, because I've already known what takes place later on in the story as the son dies. And then the mother travels out to meet Elisha. And again, you can almost anticipate the pain that she is feeling in her heart as she said, didn't I tell you, don't deceive me, O man of God. Is it well with you? That's the first question that I would like to ask this morning. Moms, mothers, is it well with you? Is it well with you? Is everything okay with you? Considering the big task that you have, the enormity of the task that is placed upon your shoulders, and the expectations that go along with being a mother, is it well with you? I really believe that as go the mothers in a society, so goes the society. If the women of the land give in to temptation and let their morals and their character slip, then it will not be long until the rest of the land goes with her. William Ross Wallace echoed this truth when he said, "The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world." There's a lot of truth in that statement. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. In other words, kingdoms are not built by the man upon the throne, but by the mother by the crib. Children will live out life as they see it reflected in their mother's eyes. Children will live out life as they see it lived out in the life of their mother. Children will live out life as they see it in the touch of their mother's hand. Children will live out life as they see it described by their mother's lips. Moms, is it well with you today? Honestly, is it well? Don't be like this boy's mother who said, it is well, when it wasn't. If it's not well, just admit that to the Lord today. Lord, you know, not everything is well. Not everything is well with me. You have to admit that before you can come to a place of healing, before God can minister to your spirit. Is it well with you today? The second question, you know, considering that, moms, your hours are endless and the talents that you have must be many and your patience endless and the financial pay is awful. Is it well with you, but then is it well with your husband? Is it well with your husband? I came across these 10 commandments for wives. I just want you to know that they were written by a woman. Okay, so they're not something that I came up with here today. 10 commandments written by a woman for wives. Number one, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And your husband only a little less than you love God. Number two, thou shalt gladly submit to your husband your head as unto the Lord. Number three, thou shalt keep thy tongue with all diligence, being careful to bless your husband verbally at least once a day, and never to discuss openly intimate details of yours and his love relationship. See, the idea is that if you have these 10 commandments, you carry out these 10 commandments, it will be well with your husbands. Number four, thou shalt keep a joyful heart in all that your daily schedule calls upon you to do. Number five, thou shalt put far off from thee a jealous and selfish nature. Number six, thou shalt give diligence to keep thyself and thy home attractive, remembering thou must not only win thy husband's love, but also keep it. Number seven, thou shalt greatly prefer thy husband, never comparing him unfavorably with other men. Sincerely admire and honor him. Number eight, thou shalt prize thy womanly virtues and value them more than life itself. Number nine, thou shalt instill in thy children a love, respect, and devotion to their father. And number 10, thou shalt not nag. Is it well? Is it well with your husband? If it's not, maybe you've been violating one of these commandments. Is it well with your husband? And the third question this morning is it well with your children? Is it well with your child, or is it well with your children if you have more than one? My wife came across this. I think she shared it yesterday as she was talking at the mother-daughter banquet. I thought it was very neat, and I'd like to give it to you again today. First part of the story is about three masons. Once a man came upon three rock masons at work. "What are you doing?" he asked one of them. "I'm carving these stones into different sizes wanted," answered the first. "I'm earning $6 a day," replied the second. "I'm helping to build a great cathedral," commented the last. Only the last one, only he had caught the vision of the great work that he was helping to do. And the second part of the story is a lady who comes upon three mothers at work. "What are you doing?" she asked one of them. "I'm doing the weekly washing," answered the first. "I'm doing a bit of household drudgery," replied the second. "I'm mothering three young children who someday will fill important and useful spheres in life, and wash day is a part of my grand task in caring for these souls who shall live forever," replied the third. Only the third, only she had caught the vision of what motherhood is all about what true motherhood is all about. So moms, is it well with your children? Is it well with your children today? Honestly, is it well with your children? Here's some things that you can do for them. If things are not well with your children, here's some things that you can do for them. Number one is simply to praise them. I don't know why this is so difficult, but it is. Praise them. Some people give the advice and say you should give three parts praise to every criticism. Some children only hear criticism. We need to learn how to praise our children more. In fact, I would probably raise that. Seven parts praise to every criticism. Love them. A mother's love, you know, is legendary. It has a tremendous tenacity to hang on and to love at all costs. Number three, encourage them. You need not to just simply surround them with your love, but you need to help them feel competent in the process. There's this little poem, the author is unknown. It says, if a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. If a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, he learns to find love in the world. Fourth thing that you can do is accept them. I recently saw some statistics that I was quite surprised by, because it showed that a family that eats together at least 3 times a week, that's not very often. 3 times a week, and that can include McDonald's and other fast food places. It doesn't even need to be at home. The family that can eat together 3 times a week has a 45% greater chance that their children will not use drugs. Now, don't miss the point. It's not that there's something magical or mystical about eating together, but when you are eating together, you are forming bonds and you are forming relationships. And you are showing that there is support there and there is acceptance. And we need to feel secure, and our children need to feel secure. They need to feel a part of the family. They need to feel a place where they can come and feel acceptance. So moms, next time you announce those 3 words, time for dinner, realize the importance of those words that you are speaking. It's a great time when you can all come together as a family, as support and acceptance and understanding one of another. Realize the importance of those words. Come to dinner. And you can also train them, you can teach them, and you can discipline them. Moms, I really believe that you're the thermostat of your home. I believe that you are the heart of your home. I came across this little acrostic out of the word heart. The H stood for homemaking, making the heart of your home and family. You are the heart of your home and of the family. The E in heart stood for embracing motherhood. And embrace it with all of your heart. It is the noblest task that you could be called to do. There is no greater calling than the calling of motherhood and called to be a wife, unless God has plans for you to be single. But if He has given you that plan, it is a great and high calling. The A in heart stands for answering conflict with a soft and gentle spirit. Soft answer will turn away wrath. The R in heart stands for repairing daily the little rifts in relationships. And I watch my wife as she does this sometimes. It seems like all day she's trying to get rid of the rifts in certain relationships between brother and brother or brother and sister. But it also is a noble job. And the T in heart stands for teaching your children diligently the ways of God. Teaching your children diligently the ways of God. And so, moms, is it well with your family? And you might be an older mom here and your kids are grown up. You know what? You still want your family to live in harmony. And you want your children's families to live in harmony and for things to be all right in their home as well. And so, moms, is it well? Is everything well with your family? Moms, is everything well with you? Is it well with you today? Is it well with your husband? And is it well with your children? Those are the 3 great questions I would like you to ponder and to answer in your heart today. Is it well? Is it well? And dads, I would like to leave you with a verse this morning. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. And I want you to understand this verse with the context of your wife being the heart of your home and your family. With that in mind, consider this verse. Husbands, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart, keep thy wife, keep your children's mother with all diligence. Do whatever you can to protect her and to make her job easier and to support her in the work that she has to do. Support her in being a mother. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of her are the issues of life. Keep thy wife with all diligence, because out of your wife and from your wife are the issues of life. If you could keep that verse before you, you would simply do a blessed thing for your wife and your children's mother. Could I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning? The rest of the story from 2 Kings chapter 4 is Elisha comes to this child who is laying dead on his bed. In that room and on the roof in that house, and Elisha lays himself, stretches himself upon him, and prayed. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. Can you imagine the joy that Elisha had as he said, call this Shunammite, call this woman. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Whatever the problem might be today that would cause you to say, it's not well. It's not well with me. It's not well with my husband. It's not well with my son. It's not well with my family. Whatever might cause you to answer that question with a negative, it's not well. Only Jesus can bring the healing. And He wants to. He wants to heal your family. He wants to heal you. He wants to heal your husband. He wants to heal your children. Would you give Him that chance this morning? I really don't believe there is anything as powerful as the prayers of a mother. I believe that I am here today before you because of the prayers of a godly mother and grandmother. There is nothing as powerful as your prayers. Would you simply cry out to Him today and say, Lord, it is not well. Would you please bring healing? Lord, today you know how many wives and mothers here today, their heart is broke because it's not well within their family. Lord, I pray that you would do the miraculous. Just as you were able to bring about a physical healing and heal this and raise this dead child, Lord, that you would perform the miraculous to heal these hurts and these homes. Lord, that you would heal moms today, that you would heal dads and fathers today, husbands, that you would heal children. Lord, heal them physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every which way. Would you bring healing? So that next Mother's Day, everyone would be able to say, it is well. It's well with my family. It's well with me. It's well with my husband. It's well with my children. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there really are not a lot of good songs about Mother's Day. Somebody needs to write one. But even so, we are glad that all the mothers are here today, and we would like to honor you. And we want to honor all the moms, whether you are a regular attender of this church or not. If you are just visiting with us today, we would still like to honor you. You know, it's one of the commandments. It's also a promise attached to it. But we want to honor you today because we love and appreciate the work that you do. And if there is anybody here today who is not a mom, you're a wife, but you're not a mom. For some reason or another, you didn't have any children. We still would like to honor you today and offer our respect to you. So if I could have all the moms, all the wives, please come to the front and stand before us. We have a carnation that we would like to give you, and then we would like to pray over you one more time. All the moms, and if I could have those that were ushering today, please come forward and take the vase up and down the aisle and let all the moms choose a flower, please. I think I saw a little counting. How many did you count? 28 moms up here today. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 31:10, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. And so we consider ourselves truly blessed to know you, to have you in our church, to have you in our families, to be our moms, to be our wives. We consider ourselves truly blessed. And we would like to pray over you one more time. And I'd like everybody else to stand. Please, would you stand? Let's pray for them one more time. Bob Shackleton, would you please lead us in prayer over these wives and moms?
Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this event. We thank you for the reality that grips us as we consider our mothers. We ask you, Lord, help. God, strengthen them. Help them to know your will. If there be those falling short, help them to determine today. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord's will. Help us to favor them. Help us to appreciate them. Help us to know some of the things that they go through that we then just don't understand.
Yes.
Now we ask you to be with them. God, and keep them. Help them to be the center of their will in all things. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Can we just give them a hand of appreciation today? I'm not the first, I'm sure, but I would like to be one of many that wishes you a happy Mother's Day. God bless you.